Blog Talk Radio.
This is what men do to try to get every hair. This is what we do. Introducing Fusion Pro Glide, rebuilt with FlexBall technology, makes maximum contact over tricky contours and gets virtually every hair. New FlexBall for the Fusion Pro Glide. Gillette, the best a man can get.
You're now tuned into WBNN News Forum, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia, with host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla Jonesia.
Hey everybody, this is your girl Chinchilla Jonesia, aka Chinchilla J, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. Tonight is April 17th, 2022, the third Sunday in the fourth month of this year. It is Resurrection Sunday. Tonight on News Forum, Major Corruption and Injustice in America, Part 2, The Crucifixion of Wrongful Convictions and Injustices in America. Tonight, Criminal Defense Attorney Caroline Turner and I, as well as victims, families, advocates, and activists of corruption, injustice, and racism, will expose judges, prosecutors, detectives, police officers, defense attorneys, false witnesses, false accusers, and even corrupt medical examiners. Oh, wait, I can't leave out politicians, the horrible lawmakers of injustice. My question tonight, what role does racism and or financial status play in all of this? Find out tonight, right here on News Forum with your girl Chinchilla J. So don't you dare go nowhere. Keep it right there. News Forum will be right back after this. There's a nationwide recall on 1,855 cases of these cheesy snack crackers. B&G Foods is voluntarily recalling 1,855 cases of its Back to Nature Cheddar-licious cheese-flavored crackers after a product mix-up. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the recall was initiated after B&G Foods found that a limited number of cracker boxes were inadvertently filled with foil-wrapped pouches of animal-shaped crackers, which contain eggs, milk allergens, not declared on the box label. So for those with severe milk or egg allergies, the product mix-up could pose a life-threatening health risk. Consumers should keep an eye out for 6-ounce Back to Nature Cheddar-licious cheese-flavored crackers with a Best Buy date of September 5th, 2022, and a UPC number 8-19898-01491-0. The crackers are available nationwide. However, the recalled product with a specific September date was shipped and distributed to customer warehouses in Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Georgia, Indiana, Maryland, Maine, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, and Wisconsin. If you have Back to Nature Cheddar-licious cheese-flavored crackers that are animal-shaped and have the September 5th, 2022 date on them, contact Back to Nature or return the crackers for a full refund. This recall does not apply to any other Best Buy dates, sizes, or varieties of Back to Nature products. Fortunately, there have not yet been any illnesses connected to the recall. The world of microplastic, widespread plastic mania, means that plastic is piling up in the world's oceans and also in its atmosphere. They are present in dust and food and water. No sea turtle can escape them. Fish eat microplastics, and then we eat the fish. Animals secrete microplastics and excrete them. Humans excrete microplastics. Babies who love putting plastic in their mouths excrete the microplastics as well. All of that to say, plastics are infiltrating our bodies at an astounding rate. But nonetheless, recent data on this topic, researchers have found that microplastics in the blood of 80% of subjects in their test pool. And this week, scientists found microplastics in the lungs of living people for the first time. The discovery surprised the scientists not because they never expected to find microplastics there. They've already turned up in autopsied lung tissue, but because the microplastics embedded themselves in the lower region of the lungs, where one would think the airways are too narrow for the particles to penetrate. Unfortunately, the microplastics appear to be getting smaller, some of these samples measuring 0.003 millimeters in size. A separate study suggests that consuming about a credit card's worth of these little guys every week may escalate the risk of developing diabetes, certain types of cancer, and liver disease, simply because of doing things like drinking tap water and even breathing in particles of plastic. In Virginia, a Stafford County daycare owner has now been charged after three babies in her care were taken to the emergency room after eating goldfish crackers infused with THC. Three children, all 1 year of age, were taken to Stafford Hospital Center after their parents observed lethargic and uncoordinated behavior, as well as glassy, bloodshot eyes. The hospital staff recognized the symptoms and confirmed through testing that each child was exposed to THC, the main psychoactive compound in cannabis that produces a high sensation. After researching the daycare and collecting the goldfish crackers around the toddler's high chairs, lab results confirmed the crackers had THC in them. Child Protective Services were brought into the investigation, and the daycare voluntarily surrendered its license. And unfortunately, kids ingesting edibles isn't as uncommon as you might imagine. There has been an increase in children getting into cannabis or marijuana edibles, according to authorities and public health officials. In 2020, there were 27 cases reported across the state of children 5 and younger. That number nearly doubled to 52 reported cases in 2021. So far, there have been 18 reported cases of children 5 and younger ingesting edibles as of the end of March of 2022. And please keep in mind, this is just only in the state of Virginia for those numbers. It's not countrywide. So just imagine how many cases of children ingesting edibles in daycare centers worldwide and countrywide. The daycare center's name was not provided. However, those children all attended a daycare center in the Windsor Forest subdivision in Stafford County, Virginia. Chinchilla Jonesia reporting, WBNN News Forum. Right the Wrong Coalition and Be a Voice would like to thank sponsor Sound Therapy with Magic Man Peru LLC, offering sound therapy as a form to bring the best instead of the beast out of us. Thank you, Magic Man Peru LLC, for your sponsorship of Be a Voice. Find out how you can also be a sponsor by dialing 844-642-8378 extension 111. Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a Voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour, or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a voice today. Newsforum is a syndicated radio program with over 14 million listeners worldwide. Newsforum broadcasts live each and every Sunday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time right here on WBNN. Newsforum is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Chinchilla Jonesia is host and anchor and investigator reporter. If you're listening tonight via the World Wide Web and would like to talk, comment, vent, or ask a question, you must dial 516-453-9133. Again, that number is 516-453-9133. If you're already listening tonight via phone and would like to talk, comment, vent, share a story of injustice or corruption, or ask a question to one of our guests, please press 1 and you will be placed into the caller queue. Please keep in mind that while Newsforum is a very controversial show with many controversial topics as well as controversial callers and guests, and while we allow freedom of speech for all, we ask that you refrain from using profanity. And also, keep in mind that some of the views of our guests, as well as our hosts, are not always the views of Newsforum, WBNN, or Ngozi Time Multimedia. To reach Chinchilla Jonesia after the show, you may call her Monday through Friday at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that number is 844-642-8378, extension 888. Like and follow Ms. Controversy herself, Chinchilla Jonesia, on Facebook, and at Princess Chinchilla on Instagram. Chinchilla has one L. And now, here she is, host and anchor, investigative reporter, Chinchilla J.
Hey, everybody. How are you tonight? This is your girl, Chinchilla Jonesia, a.k.a. Chinchilla J, and welcome to another segment of News Forum. Those of you tonight listening via the World Wide Web, you want to dial 516-453-9133 if you would like to talk live on the air tonight with us and tell us about a legalized criminal that's involved in your loved one's case, okay? All right, so it is Resurrection Sunday, everybody, and wow, tonight's topic is crucifying these legalized criminals by exposing them tonight, and we're going to expose all of them because they need to be exposed, and it's just so sickening to me how these corrupt politicians, corrupt police officers, corrupt detectives, corrupt judges, corrupt prosecutors, DAs, even defense attorneys and corrupt medical examiners and all of them, why are they not punished for their crimes? Because anytime an innocent person put behind bars for decades upon decades, and even if it's one day wrongfully behind bars, that's still a crime, okay? Because guess what? Innocent lives are being destroyed. Families are being destroyed. Children are being destroyed. I mean, this is so ridiculous, and this is happening each and every day in this country. Every single day, somebody somewhere is being wrongfully thrown behind bars. And as Caroline Turner always says, it's easy, you know, it's easy to get thrown in jail for a crime you didn't commit, but it's hard as heck getting out. And we're exposing these injustices because there are too many men and women wrongfully behind bars for crimes they did not commit, and they need to see freedom. And freedom is coming this year for a lot of them. Some of them won't see freedom this year. Some of them will see freedom next year. But we want to, like, hurry it up because it's far too long that too many people have been wrongfully incarcerated in this country. And this type of cult practice has to stop. It has to stop. And the only way it's going to stop is to expose these injustices, put them on blast, And then we have to, we definitely have to get legislation passed in this country that prosecutors will be prosecuted for crimes of wrongful convictions. Detectives and police officers will be prosecuted for wrongfully incriminating people, planting evidence, withholding exculpatory evidence. Whatever role that they've played in a wrongful conviction, they need to be prosecuted for it. They need to do time on the inside. And see, they won't be able to survive. You know, we have men and women around this country that have survived nightmares behind the walls, those that are out now that have been exonerated. And then the ones that are still on the inside, they're surviving. But can the prosecutors and can the defense attorneys, the judges, and these corrupt police officers and politicians, can they survive decades behind the bars? I don't think so. They'll probably commit suicide. So, you know, they don't want to go to jail. So if laws are put in place, guess what? To prosecute them, then wrongful convictions would literally almost stop. And then we could probably be almost 95% sure that people that are convicted of crimes, that they more than likely actually committed the crimes. Because, see, if these laws are put into place, the prosecutors are going to think twice or three times before they actually try to incriminate people and coerce witnesses and threaten witnesses. If they don't testify the way they want them to testify, they're going to take their children. And, you know, they do all types of things to threaten and scare people into false testimonies. And it has to stop. So the way to do that is to begin to prosecute them. And for every person that they have wrongfully convicted, if one prosecutor has convicted three people, one person for 10 years, another for 25 years, and another for 30 years. What's that, 30, 25, that's 55, and 10, that's 65 years. So they would have to spend 65 years behind bars because they wrongfully convicted three people. And if that was to be put into legislation, yes, we could say goodbye to wrongful convictions. But anyway, tonight we have a show, again, as I always have to reiterate every week, this is not a reality show. It is not a movie. It's not make believe. We're going to be hearing real-life cases from real-life people, real-life families who are going through this situation right now, dealing with corrupt individuals in this country that have wrongfully convicted their loved ones. And they're legalized criminals, legalized criminals. But on Resurrection Day, we're going to crucify those legalized criminals tonight by exposing them tonight. And before we go any further, I just want to give a birthday shout out to Karen Penny Johnson, who is the fiance of Brian Purnell. Today is her 59th birthday, so happy birthday to you, Karen. I did go run over to Treasures, where she's having her birthday party right now as we speak, and dropped her off a little gift and took some pictures, and, you know, we had to skedaddle because I have a radio show to tend to tonight. But happy birthday, Karen. And she would be right here tonight advocating for Brian, as always. But Brian Purnell has been wrongfully incarcerated, you know, for a murder that he did not commit. And there's so much corruption in his case. And you've heard his story on News Forum numerous times, as well as on Cries of Innocence from behind prison walls. All right. So anyway, we're going to speak to Caroline tonight. How are you, Caroline?
Caroline's not on at this time. I'll let you know when she comes in, news anchor.
Okay. Caroline's not on yet, so we're going to, you know, keep on going until Caroline gets on. But we do have, wow, some cases tonight that's going to make you think twice and make you again go, what? Is this really happening? And yes, it's really happening because, again, all of these stories of wrongful convictions and injustices in this country that appear on News Forum, they're real-life events. These things have happened to real-life people. And we have a couple men calling in from prison tonight. And, wow, their stories are going to really blow your mind. And other people are going to be calling in. So many people want to talk tonight. So we're going to keep it moving. And those of you that are on the line and would like to talk tonight, you need to press 1. And those that I'm bringing on as special guests tonight, they will have a little bit more time than the other callers. But the rest of you, we're going to give you 3 to 4 minutes to speak tonight, because we have a lot of people that want to talk about their loved ones' cases tonight. And we do have some special cases of corruption tonight that I definitely want to feature tonight. And the first is a man named DeRico. And DeRico, he's in prison, and wow, his story is going to really blow your mind. He's been in prison for 22 years, or actually it'll be 22 years in July. He was convicted of armed robbery, but he was arrested for a murder. And I'm going to allow him to talk about his case, and we also have his wife tonight as well. So we're going to bring them on now. Michelle, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having us as well.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And I'm sorry, what did you say?
Oh, no, I'm just saying, how you doing? This is DeRico.
Oh, hey, how are you, DeRico?
Yes,
how are you? Good, good.
I'm all right. I'm all right under the circumstances.
Yes. So everybody, DeRico, he is wrongfully incarcerated right now in the state of Michigan. And we're going to allow him to go ahead and talk because his time is limited. He only has a few minutes to share with us tonight because they can't, you know, talk too long there. They get 15 minutes, and he's been on already waiting. All right, so DeRico, just go ahead and tell everybody who you are and tell us about your case.
Okay, I'm going to make this quick as I possibly can since we're limited on time. But my name is DeRico Thompson. I'm currently incarcerated at Ken Ross Correctional Facility. My number is 234-651. Okay, I was wrongly convicted in the year 2000 for a felony murder, armed robbery, felony firearm that I didn't commit. As a matter of fact, I wasn't even nowhere at the crime scene, period. But my name was brought up. The police came and got me. And once they did find out that my name being brought up was some garbage, they still kept me and tried to, but locked me up and bound me over and took me through the whole system with no evidence at all. So what they did, they actually got a jailhouse informant that they coerced to say that I told him something that I did. That don't even make no sense for a guy to go into a jail and tell them that they did a murder or did something. You know what I'm saying? And he's trying to get up out of there for his life. So the jailhouse informant told the people that I told him that I committed a murder and a robbery. So with that, they convicted me. And not only that, but you was talking about corruption. They tried to find DNA at the scene. So they tried to say that my DNA could not be excluded at the scene. But my DNA is not a match, period. So they had a expert witness get on that stand and lie and say that I could not be excluded from that DNA. It's either you're a match or you're not. And they said I couldn't be excluded, so I beat the felony murder, and they still found me guilty of the armed robbery. And not only that, but how they charged me was wrong. They charged me with felony murder. Felony murder meaning that the murder was inside of the robbery was inside of the murder, okay? So you didn't have to charge me with armed robbery and felony firearm. All you had to charge me with was felony murder, and that covers everything. And I was acquitted of the felony murder. So in all actuality, I should have been acquitted of everything. It's either all or nothing. And somehow they manipulated the jury enough to make the jury feel like, well, he had something to do with this some type of way somehow. So they let me beat the bigger charge and found me guilty of the lesser charge, you know? And I've been here 22 years fighting this nightmare ever since. And when I tell you they have no evidence, they have no evidence. Matter of fact, I have evidence on my side. I have evidence from the guy who was there who got robbed and got shot. that stating that I wasn't the one who robbed and killed his friend. You know what I'm saying? And they still making it hard for me to get out. I don't know what else they need. You know what I'm saying? They don't have any evidence whatsoever. So I feel like they just kidnapped me and took me away from my family. Since I've been incarcerated, I mean, my mother has passed. I had to deal with losing family members. You know what I'm saying? I went through a whole lot, you know what I'm saying, and I still was able to stand strong throughout all this injustice that they did.
Wow. That is just so ridiculous.
Yes.
Wow. I am so sorry to hear that, DeRico. And so now there's no DNA proving anything that you were at the crime scene. No DNA. Was there a gun retrieved or anything? Did they have a gun into evidence?
They don't have a gun. They don't have a gun. They don't have a. They don't have any fingerprints. They don't have anything concerning me. You know, they had some evidence on another guy that was there, and I worked with the guy that they had the evidence on. But by me working with him and me being cool with him, they assumed that I was his friend that his girlfriend was talking about when they picked me up. But she came to court and said, well, she lied because the police made her say somebody's name. And after that, they were supposed to just let me go, but they kept me and took me through the whole process of being locked up, going through the system, the court system. And me believing in the court system at the time, I'm like, well, they're not going to find me guilty of this because I didn't do it. And I'm really believing that. I'm like, well, I'm going to beat it in the next court date I go to. But it just kept going on and on. I was just disappointed every single time. And then at the end of it, they found me guilty of an armed robbery, and then she gave me 37 years to 80 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow. 37 to 80 years for an armed robbery. Even if you did commit the armed robbery, that's like, wow, that's way too much. 37 to 88 years, that's insane.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Right.
Okay, but you're innocent. You said you did not commit any crime whatsoever, nor were you at the crime scene. Wow. That is just crazy, DeRico. But we're definitely
going to
have the podcast with you on Wednesday. We'll be doing that podcast, or I think it's next. I think it's a Wednesday after next, I think. Yeah, we're definitely going to revisit your story. I know your time is up, but we're going to speak to your wife for a moment. And thank you so much for sharing with us tonight, DeRico. And stay focused and keep your head up. You're welcome.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you for using GPL.
Okay, so Michelle, are you still there? Okay. All right.
I'm still here,
Now, okay. All right, so now the judge in DeRico's case, that was Vera Massey?
Yes, that's former Judge Vera Massey. And
Massey?
At the trial, she stated on the record that she didn't believe the jailhouse informant. She said his witness was not credible, but she still charged my husband with 37 to 80 years. She didn't even look at his face when she sentenced him. She turned her whole body around. She couldn't even look at him in the face when she said that.
Wow. That is absolutely crazy.
They don't have no DNA match or anything. They don't have nothing. So we hired a private investigator, Vicki Yost. And she's the one that cracked the case last week. She said, wait a minute, your DNA doesn't even match the crime scene. Your DNA is nowhere on the crime scene, not even in the car. I was like, yes, Vicki, you cracked the case. He wasn't there.
Wow. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
His children growing up, our children are adults now, but they needed their father.
Yes. This doesn't make sense. This is absolutely ridiculous. And who was the DA on that trial?
I can't pronounce his last name. Starts with a S. It's S. Shokerman or something like that. But DeRico is on the phone now. Do you want me to merge him back in?
Okay, yeah. So as I want to know the name of that DA that prosecuted the case. So we can know who he is, definitely. And while he's coming on, Caroline, we're going to we're going to bring Caroline on. Caroline, how are you tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you too, Caroline. Happy Resurrection Day, definitely. Now, I don't know how much you heard about this case with DeRico. Did you hear the whole thing?
Not the whole thing.
Okay. Okay, well, in a nutshell, he was arrested for a murder and armed robbery, but they threw the murder charge out and convicted him of armed robbery, sentenced him to 37 to 88 years in prison. And he's been in now for almost 22 years. There's no forensics on him at all, no DNA or anything. His DNA was not a match. And yet he's still in prison. There's an affidavit from a from Anthony Bradley, who was actually convicted of the crime. Anthony Bradley admits that DeRico was not at the crime scene at all. He was not a part of it, had nothing to do with anything. And then we have a statement also from a jailhouse informant as well, saying that he was coerced into providing a false statement. So that's where we are. DeRico is back on the line. DeRico, do you remember the name of the DA or in your case, the prosecutor? DeRico? Michelle, is DeRico on? Okay. I don't know if we lost them. But that's his case in a nutshell. They just hired a private investigator, you know, who looked at the DNA report and realizes, oh, he has no DNA. No DNA matches him whatsoever. But yet he's still behind bars. So what can you say about this case, Caroline?
Well, informant testimony is one of the most unreliable types of testimony there is, because obviously they're looking for a deal. So they'll say anything to get their deal. Very often they're up to three strikes or whatever it is because of their criminal histories, and they know they're in trouble, so they will do anything, literally anything, to make a deal with the prosecutor. And all they have to do is read newspaper reports and things like that and make it sound like they know something about the crime and then make stuff up about the person, things that they allegedly said and things like this. So it is one of the most unreliable types of testimony. So the fact that this informant recanted, the fact that they have no DNA evidence, they have no forensic evidence whatsoever, apparently. The actual perpetrator says he wasn't involved. It sounds like he should be getting out sometime soon, but we know how that works, don't we? I mean, what state is this?
Michigan.
I'm not
sure.
He's
back online.
Okay, he's back online. Okay, awesome. Now, have you filed anything since you've been there? Has any attorney filed anything for you, DeRico? Any post-conviction release or anything?
Yes, I've been fighting from the beginning. I filed the 6,500 motion on the newly discovered evidence because at trial, the other young man that was there, Anthony Bradley, he did not want to take the stand, so he never said anything. Actually, he could have told them, like, well, he wasn't there, he wasn't involved, but he didn't say nothing, period. So anyway, I had got an affidavit from him, which was newly discovered evidence, saying that he said on the affidavit that I wasn't there. I wasn't the person that shot him or killed his friend. Okay? So I filed a 6,500 on newly discovered evidence, and I have evidence. Not only that, I have another affidavit from a guy who knew the jailhouse informant, and the jailhouse informant tried to get him to tell on another guy to get his conviction throughout. You know what I'm saying? And I ended up getting an affidavit from him as well. That was more newly discovered evidence. And the courts, I don't even think they looked at it. I filed a 6,500 motion, and the courts just denied it. It didn't give me no reason why they denied it or nothing. When they were supposed to, due to what the court say, the court rule says that they were supposed to offer me an evidentiary hearing, brought me down there, and put the evidence to the test to see if they had enough evidence to convict me of that crime. You know what I'm saying? But they never did that. They just denied it. So once you get in here, they make it so hard to get out, and they just deny you. I've been denied for 22 years. I've been fighting this for 22 years strong, and I've been denied every single time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. Yeah, do you remember the name of the prosecutor?
Scovart. Scovart. Yeah. S-C-O-V-E. It's Scovart. I can get it, though. I don't have it with me right now, but it's something like Scovart. Sound like it's Russian or something. But, yes, and the prosecution, he had a DNA people actually lie on the stand. Not a professional, but an expert. You know, this is the length that they go to get you convicted. Yeah. He had the expert get up there and say that I could not be excluded from the DNA. What you mean I can't be excluded?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And that really just blows my mind away. Either I'm a match or I'm not. You know what I'm saying? And we got the DNA thing right there. It says it's 12 points, and it had 9 points for me, which is not
mm-hmm.
a match.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So I don't know where they get that I could not be excluded from. But like I said, if I was a juror, not really knowing DNA or being an expert or nothing, I would think that that person had something to do with it some type of way. You know?
Wow.
And that's what they did.
Yeah.
They railroaded me. And the judge's job is to make sure that the trial goes fair, and she did nothing of the sort. She just really just let them just railroad me, you know.
Yes. Wow. That's ridiculous. Wow. Okay, Caroline, so anything else you want to add, Caroline?
No, but the whole DNA evidence, there's been so much information on that recently, forensic evidence that's fake, it's false, it's not correct. And these experts are just getting up there and acting like they have this, you know, cloak of expertise that the juries believe when the evidence is itself faulty. And I don't know if you're talking about fingerprints, the 9 points, the 13 points sounded like fingerprints, but again, it's a lot of it is faulty forensics. And it sounds like that was the case in your case.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you so much, DeRico, for calling in tonight and sharing with us, sharing with the listeners. And Michelle, thank you for sharing your husband's story. And anything you want to say in closing? Oh, you're welcome. And I'm give each of you about 30 seconds. You can say something in closing tonight.
Well, I do want to say this. It is a lot of wrongful convicted guys in here. I'm so serious. I never seen this many people, you know what I'm saying? I was locked up before. Like I said, I ain't going to say that I was just an angel. You know what I'm saying? I did things here and there. But I never seen so many people in one spot that's actual innocent. I just sit down and talk to guys that's actually innocent that have been locked up. And what you were saying on your show earlier about the prosecutions, they need to be prosecuted for doing that type of stuff because it's the only way that we're going to get a fair justice. You know what I'm saying? They need to be prosecuted for doing that type of stuff.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And Michelle?
I personally truly want to thank you, Ms. Chinchilla. You truly are a blessing, and I just thank you for getting our story out there in the first place, and not just our story, but, you know, a lot of people's stories out there that you are a voice for the voiceless, and God bless you.
We truly appreciate it.
No, thank you. I'm glad to be of service. And both of you take care, and I will definitely be talking to you soon, and we will definitely be keeping you in our prayers.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
All right, everybody. You're welcome. Okay. That was DeRico Thompson, everybody, and his wife, Michelle. And, wow, so that's the first case tonight that you've heard, a case of total corruption, no DNA, no forensics to tie him to any crime. But yet, DeRico has been wrongfully behind bars for almost 22 years. Such a disgrace. It's absolutely horrid. All right, the next case we're going to talk about tonight and that we're going to hear from tonight, another young man who is in prison, and his case, we heard a little bit about his case a few weeks ago by Francetta Mays, who is from the NAACP in Oklahoma. So this is going to be an Oklahoma case, and this case is so crazy. Wait until you hear this. And so we're going to actually be speaking tonight to Prentice Pons, who has been wrongfully incarcerated now for a while. He's going to tell you how many years. He's been in there for a while, too. And we're going to hear from him and some of the people that are going to be calling in tonight on his behalf in support of him. He has some advocates out there working on his case and everything. So we're going to hear from Prentice Pons tonight from Oklahoma at a state penitentiary there in the state of Oklahoma, where we know there's a lot of corruption there in Oklahoma. That's the same state where Julius Jones was on death row in Oklahoma, and he was scheduled for execution. And because of the uproar and outrage from people around the world that stood and rallied for Julius Jones, the governor there stayed his execution. So let's speak tonight with Prentice Pons. How are you tonight, Prentice, and welcome to News Forum.
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, fine, fine. Thank you. And thank you so much for calling in tonight. I'm going to let you go ahead and briefly tell us about your story. What were you arrested for? What were you sentenced with and convicted with? So start from what you were arrested for.
I was arrested for robbery by force and fear and insurance fraud. I purchased a vehicle in 2015, and a lady bagged into it with a U-Haul truck, and I called the insurance company and basically told them what happened. We called the police at first, but it was Operation Slick Street, so the police didn't come out. They said just exchange information since it wasn't nobody injured. I did that, called the insurance company. I sent them pictures that they asked for. They told me in a few days somebody will call me. I ended up getting a call. The insurance investigator said that, you know, he wanted to set an appointment for come out and talk to me. And I was like, okay, we set an appointment. He shows up at my house at approximately 11 o'clock. He's asked me if there's any place that we can go in and speak. I said, sure. Walk in my garage. I asked him, do you want to see the car? Because it was under the car cover. He was like, I've got enough pictures. So we proceeded in my house through the back door because I don't use my front door. We sit at the dining room table. He pulls out a tape recorder and he's got his file with him. He wants to record the conversation. I told him I had no problem with that. He asked me for my ID to make sure I am the person that who I say I am when we're sitting there talking. And, you know, after a few moments of talking, he tells me, I want you to sign these pictures showing that this is the damage done to the car. So he takes out one of the pictures out of his folder. I look at it and I sign it, not really paying attention to it. He pulls out another one, and I look at this one so I can just basically just pay attention to it. And when I'm looking at it, I'm like, wait a minute, these ain't the pictures that I sent the insurance company. So during the process of taking out the third picture, I see a picture of me on a piece of paper. So I asked him, I said, can I see that piece of paper right there? And he was like, which one? I said, that one right there, and I pointed to it. He's like, well, you know I'm an investigator, right? And I said, sure. I said, so can I see that piece of paper? He was like, yeah. So he hands it to me. It's my criminal rap sheet. So at that point, I'm looking at it, and I'm saying to myself, something don't feel right. So I tell him, I said, man, at this present moment in time, I feel like I need my attorney. I appreciate it if you leave my house. The man stands up. I go to put the paper back in my face to look at it. He assaults me. He rushes into me. I gave my balance, and I push him off me. And before I could finish my sentence, he's back in my face. I didn't know what he was going to do, so I just felt like I had to protect myself. So I hit him three times. He went to the ground. He was defenseless, so it was no sense in me pounding on him or trying to hurt him any worse than what I had already did. So he was like, I just want to leave. And I was like, well, no, you can't leave. not till I called him. My thing is, I was already on 20 years paper, and I didn't want him to go down the street or around the corner and tell a story that wasn't correct. So we'll both tell the same story when the police come. So I walked to my back door, and I hit the panic button on my house alarm, and the alarm people called, and they said, "Ms. Pons, everything okay?" I said, "No, ma'am, I've been assaulted in my home." She was like, "Okay, the police is on their way." So while he's walking toward the back door, I said, "Hey, man, you need to sit down somewhere. You're bleeding all over my house." During that time, I handed him some paper towels to stop his bleeding and reached in my icebox and gave him a bottle of water to drink. And so I called my cousin that's in D.C. and told him what happened. He said, "Well, get off the phone with me. Start taking pictures just in case you ever need them." So I started taking the pictures of everything in my house. The police come. I go outside, and I'm talking to the police officer, and I start filling out a police report. They ask where's the other guy at. I tell him he's in my house. So the other officer goes to the back door, gets him out of my house, and he fills out his police report. They call the ambulance because he's bleeding. And when we finish filling out our police reports, I asked the police officer, I said, "So is he going to jail for assaulting me in my home?" And he was like, "Well, no. We're going to turn this over to the district attorney's office and see who they want to press charges on." I thought that was kind of weird. I said, "Well, this is some racist BS, so whatever." So the man said, "Well, can we go in and take some pictures?" And I told him, "Yeah." So me and the officer go back in. He takes pictures in my house, and everybody leaves. 2.5 months later, the police come to my job and pick me up. They say they got a warrant for my arrest for insurance fraud and robbery. They take me downtown, and the Oklahoma insurance fraud investigator comes in the room and asks me, attempts to introduce himself to me, and he wants to read me my Miranda rights. And I say, "Well, I know my rights. Take me downtown and book me." And so, but before I was in, when once I got downtown, they set me on a bench, and I can overhear the police officers talking, and they said, "Well, why'd you bring Mr. Pons down here?" He's like, "Because we already did our investigation. The guy doesn't even want to prosecute." He's like, "Well, I was told to go pick him up, and Steve Colburn call him when he gets down here." So when they take me downtown, before I went downtown, me and the officer was arguing back and forth because he knew me from when I was younger. And so when they took me out the interrogation room, because I refused to talk to the dude, he put me back in the car, and the first thing he said was, "Prentice, as a man, I want to apologize to you because I didn't know what was going on." So I was like, "Well, as a man, I accept your apology, and I hope you accept my apology too, because I was mad too, because y'all came to my job with this." And so when they took me downtown, they gave me $500,000 bond. I sat in jail for 63 days, and then they dismissed the case. And then 6.5 months later, they picked it up and recharged me with robbery by force and fear and insurance fraud, but then they added the charge of kidnapping. And I was like, "This is crazy." So I end up going to court, and they keep offering me plea agreements and stuff. And they offered me like a 4, and I turned it down. They offered me a 2, and I turned it down. Then it came with 2 years time served, and I turned it down because they was continuing to make it a felony. And I was like, "I'm not taking any felonies. I didn't do nothing wrong." I said, "I'm not taking no felonies," because they wanted to violate my parole. And I was already on 20 years paper. And I had got out of prison in 2010 to 2017. I worked 6 days a week, 13-hour days. All I do is go to work and go home. And I was like, "No, I'm not doing this." Well, to make a long story short, they ended up giving me life plus 25 for robbery and insurance fraud. The kidnapping got dismissed because they couldn't reach an agreement on the kidnapping. It's been a roller coaster with me. It's been a total mess. I mean, I've been gone 5 years. I've been fighting ever since this stuff has started. You know, I had a judge that worked for the Oklahoma Insurance Bureau prior to being my judge, and she didn't disclose that to my attorneys or anything. And we found out about that after I got found guilty. I didn't have my pictures at the time when I went to trial. So after trial, my cousin ended up sending the pictures. My lawyer tried to file a motion to get a new trial based on the pictures. And the judge basically told us, "This has gone on long enough. I'm not going to entertain any more motions today. I'm going to proceed with sentencing, deal with it on appeal."
and I've been here ever since.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
I have.
That is ridiculous, Prentice. I just want to interrupt for a moment because now you – okay, somebody hit your parked car. Am I understanding
yes,
this correctly? Okay,
yes,
so
ma'am.
Someone hit your parked car. And
yes,
so the young lady, you know, there was a report filed with her insurance company because she damaged your vehicle. And the insurance guy comes to your home, and then this turns into a total nightmare, and now you're in prison for insurance fraud?
Yeah, insurance fraud and robbery by force and fear. The ironic thing about that is I told him, you know, I wouldn't – no one ever told me to take that car to the dealership. Anywhere to get any estimates or anything. So, you know, I went and I hired a private investigator. They found out that when I bought the car, it's in the paperwork. It's showing that, you know, I specifically asked them to send me a description of the damage that's done to the car. And I asked them in the email, you know, does this car have any frame damage? The people said no. Well, the private investigator got them files from the two places, and then he went to the place that fixed the car, and they said they filled out, gave them the description of what they fixed, and he noticed that the frame had spent 2.5 hours on the frame machine getting the frame straightened. And so he told the people, he was like, wait a minute, the car didn't have any frame damage, so how did it get frame damage? He said the man told him it had to be in a secondary collision because they couldn't have disclosed, they were supposed to disclose if that frame was damaged when Prentice bought the car. And so not only that, as far as the robbery goes, I never took anything from that man. And
right.
So I have the pictures showing that, you know, he testified at trial. He said they asked him what happened, and he was basically telling the exact same story, but he downplayed his version of what happened, and he ended up telling the people, well, during the fight, Mr. Ponce took my file and my paperwork from me. And so my lawyer and him asked, so what happened after the fight? And he was like, well, Mr. Ponce gave me some water to drink and some paper towels to stop the bleeding. I have the pictures of him standing in my kitchen, drinking the bottle of water that I gave him with the bloody paper towels on the ground, right beside the stuff he said was taken during the fight. And they keep denying me. They're telling me now that I can't use those. It's not newly discovered evidence. I was like, well, the jury hasn't even seen, nobody's seen them but me. And I've kept telling them, I have pictures, but I just didn't have them. And like DeRico said, this process is a nightmare because, I mean, I don't have recanted testimony. I don't have any. All I have is the physical evidence that clearly, you know, just contradicts that man's whole entire testimony. But I'm doing life plus 25 in prison, and I've been gone for 5 years.
Wow, this is absolutely ridiculous, Prentice. This is definitely a nightmare. Before we talk to Caroline, I want to bring on Brother O, because he has something that he would like to say. Brother O.
Well, first of all, I'd like to ask. Now, you're in the state of Oklahoma, brother?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question, man. Now, I have never, any of the 50 states and territories of the United States of America, have ever seen anybody go to jail for life for insurance fraud. Life? And you didn't kill a man? I'm trying to understand that, and then to go to my next question. I don't understand how did they give you life plus 25 years, son?
Yeah.
That was the jury's recommendation.
Okay, I have another question. Now, you say you were on parole, right?
Yes, sir.
What were you on parole for, Prentice?
I was on parole for robbery, and that's the reason why my lawyer said they picked it up like that.
Mm-hmm. So basically you were railroaded. Probably you heard you were in an accident with somebody. Hold on. You were in an accident with somebody who probably was important. And this is the sad statistic thing. Instead of them paying, hate to say it, you know, this N-word, he ain't nothing but a parole N-word. Let's try to get him. Let's try to find something. That's what I think. It's as simple as black and white. You already a parolee on robbery, things you did before, had nothing to do with this case. Wow, man. Wow. I'm telling you, this show is rewarding for everybody out there. Sometimes you got to meet these – listen here and listen to me closely. Never, ever, ever invite anyone to your home for an insurance – no, go down to their office and talk about what they need to do. Because, man, now, I mean, I'm way in my 50s. Now you make me feel like I shouldn't invite nobody in my home for nothing. Because that's crazy. I mean, you know, they have different homes, different parts of the country. But this is crazy. Now, I'm going to ask you another question. How did that argument get to where the point where he jumped up at you? Did you say get the F out? Even though you had the right to do that anyway, it's your house. But did you get indignant or ignorant with him?
No, I didn't feel like I said anything disrespectful to him. I just said, man, at this present moment in time, I feel like I need my attorney. I appreciate it if you leave my house. And I went to pick the paper, just pull the paper back up to my face to start reading it, and he stood up. I was thinking he was gathering his things, but he rushes into me up against my couch and spins me out the chair. So I didn't have no choice but to hold his arms so he wouldn't punch me. And so when
That's
I gave
crazy.
My balance and pushed him off, he came back toward me within reaching distance. At that point, I said, I got to do something because he's coming back at me. So I
yeah, that's self-defense regardless.
Just, mm-hmm. I could have really just did him bad,
yeah,
but I didn't because he was defenseless.
It's crazy. This is like I said, I'm on the investigator. But that's why I asked you the question. What did you do to be on parole? And that's what they did. They railroaded you. You can bring on Carolyn.
Yeah, they definitely railroaded him. Caroline.
Yeah, this is outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. I feel like Brother O. I feel this is just... It's beyond belief.
Yeah. Definitely beyond
life
belief.
Life plus 25 for insurance fraud? I mean, it's insane.
It is insane.
Yeah.
Caroline, I'm telling you, Chinchilla knows how to get these stories. Because the last 3 weeks has been like the Motley Crue of current event shows in the history of any network. I don't care about no WB, and I don't care about none of the networks ever. I'm talking about a show for show, pound for pound. This man is in prison for life plus 25. Okay, once again, all the folks out there, millions of people listening right now, somebody need to contact a lawyer for this man because this doesn't make sense. This doesn't make absolute sense. He didn't even kill this man, and he's in jail for life plus 25? I got to go.
That is absolutely insane. It's absolute insanity. And, you know, I've never heard of anything like this in my life either. I mean, this is just so ridiculous. That's way beyond over-sentencing, and it's terribly wrong, terribly wrong. Princess, just hang on a minute. I want to bring on one of your advocates, because this is absolutely just horrid tonight, and it's really, really infuriating me so bad to hear this, because this is craziness. It's absolute insanity. And I mean, it just has my mind totally blown. So we're going to talk to one of your advocates tonight. We're going to talk to Sadia for a moment. Oh, boy. Sadia, welcome to News Forum. How are you tonight?
I am blessed to see another day. How are you guys?
Oh, blessed as well, Sadia. Thank you, Sandra.
Confused, Sadia. Confused. I mean, like I said, I usually don't come on News Forum at all. And I mean, I'm gonna do it. I'm the producer. I'm gonna do it. I have never, ever, ever, ever heard a man imprisoned for fraud, insurance fraud for life plus 25. Mm.
Yeah. Before we begin, I do have a partner who advocates with me, Angela Chambers. She's on the line too, so I definitely would like to tune her in with us if that's okay, because she's actually, we both been out here. Once we heard the story, we've just been trying to put all hands
on
deck.
It's on last numbers, 6480.
Yes.
Okay, there she is. Okay.
Hello. Yeah. Good evening,
Angela,
everyone.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
I'm awesome. Hey, thank you guys for this platform, and thank you for allowing Prentice to come on to tell his story. And as you can hear, it's the emotion in it, the rawness, the realness. This is real life in Oklahoma that we experience with countless numbers, but I have never heard anything like Prentice's case. And when I heard
right.
it, I thought it was bad, but actually hearing all of these details, I'm serious. I'm absolutely serious. And we need support. We do need attorneys. Another issue that we have in Oklahoma is that our just blatantly, our attorneys will decide cases outside of the courtroom, of course, and not necessarily in regards to the client. But, you know, I owe you a favor, or you owe me a favor, or, you know, I did this for you on that one case. You need to give me this one. Those type of things are what we're up against, because there's no way in, there's no way in this world that Prentice should be in prison. He shouldn't have been charged in the first place. And when the witness declined to be a part of the process, he wasn't pressing charges. It should have ended. When the case was dismissed, it should have been over. There's so many times that this should have ended, but because of personal vendetta by the insurance commissioner, and the conspiracy of the judge and the attorneys, he's in prison for defending himself in his own home. Everyone that hears this story should be outraged.
Yeah,
absolutely
definitely.
Outraged. His children have lost, his family has lost, his parents. This is outrageous. That this still happened in 2015 is when it happened, but he's still living this in 2022, and this just shouldn't be.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct.
Yes. Thank you for this platform. We're asking for all of your listeners. We're looking for the right attorneys who will, you know, not take the payoffs or favors, but will actually defend Prentice and his rights, his family,
right.
his children, and represent him through this entire process. This man is old. He's old. This is wrong, and this could happen
to
anybody.
Wrong. Yes, it can. Yes, it can.
Yeah.
And definitely, Oklahoma definitely needs to right their wrong in this case, because it's terribly wrong. Now, Caroline wanted to know, Prentice, now, was this a three strikes type of thing?
I don't know what it was. It's just Oklahoma for you. It's just, I don't know. It's just, I don't even know the guy that I had the altercation with. He's back in California. I don't know who he's connected to. I just know that what they did was totally wrong, and nobody wants to stand up and do the right thing. They just keep covering it up and covering it up. But with my discovery.
Sorry, to answer your question, no, this isn't a three strikes. This is his second time being incarcerated.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not a third strike, no.
Yeah, he served his time
for
Oklahoma. It's just, if you have been troubled and your name has been mentioned, they're going to make sure you serve a life sentence. They're going to get rid of you. That's just how they do. They don't give you they don't believe in second chances. There's no second chance
in
Oklahoma.
That's crazy. Wow. Caroline, now, with that type of practice down there, the way they just railroad people into these wrongful convictions and just over sentence people to the max. I mean, this is like over sentencing like 10 times. I mean, this is like crazy.
Yeah.
What can be done down there to stop this type of practice?
Well, I mean, the reason I asked about the three strikes laws is they justify all sorts of things under those three strikes
mm-hmm.
laws. But
yeah.
I'm just wondering what law on the books could possibly justify a life sentence. I mean, there can't be any legislation that could possibly justify that. The only thing I could think of was a three strikes provision, but it's not that.
Right,
so,
and they could be the max.
I mean, there is nothing.
Well, hold
nothing
your seat,
in any.
Hold your seat, because they were trying to give him two life sentences. So they gave him life plus 25. Correct. Yes, they were contemplating. Two life sentences for it.
Wait a minute. This man has not committed a murder. This man has not committed a murder. I'm hearing you guys, man. It's like another Neverland. Like this is okay. there are a lot of TV. This might, you guys in Oklahoma, and everybody listening in Oklahoma, like, we got a lot of Oklahomians that listen. Let me say something to you guys. Y'all need to be at the every radio station. You guys need to be at every TV station. You guys need to be on TikTok, Facebook, whatever, talking about Prentice on a constant basis. You should have one, you should have 24 people. 24 people an hour a day talking about Prentice. He should be out of prison this week. I mean, somebody need to call out to the Today Show, Good Morning America. There's no way to work. I mean, WBNN, we all that. Thank God for this story. We give you the great news right here at this station.
Yeah. And, you know, this is just so ridiculous. This is terribly wrong. And there's no way in the world he should be behind bars. He's been in there for 5 years. I mean, he should not have been in there for one day. I mean, this is just horrible. And we're going to actually revisit this again. You know, Prentice is scheduled for the podcast is Wednesday. So, wow. But thank you so much, because we have some other callers that we need to get to. But thank you so much, Sandia. Thank you so much, Angela and Prentice. Thank you for sharing this. And, yeah, we're going to definitely expose all of this and get you out of there, because this is terribly wrong, absolutely wrong. You do not deserve to be behind bars and 25 years and then the life, like a life sentence. I mean, this is crazy. Life was 25 years and nobody was killed. It's like my mind, I'm still trying to process all of this. And when I first heard it, I was trying to process all of it. And I still have not yet processed this, because this is something that cannot be processed, because it's terribly wrong. And you cannot give somebody that much time. Lifeless 25 years for, like, insurance fraud and a so-called alleged robbery? This is crazy. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. Caroline, this has just really, really, really made me sick tonight, turned my stomach big time, because it's horrible for someone to be treated this way. It's just crazy. Awful. Caroline, what would you like to say about this case?
Well, it's awful. I'd just like to know how they justified it. I would really, really like to know how they justified a life sentence plus 25 years for insurance fraud. I don't think there's any legislation that would allow that. The only thing I could think of was the three strikes law, but it's not that. So I am just, I'm mystified and horrified. I mean, talk about excessive sentencing. Has nobody filed an appeal to amend the sentence or something like that? I mean, it's just...
Caroline, I got to come on. You know, it's a shame. You know, I didn't want to make this a triad, you know, Chinchilla, Caroline, and Oladele, but I got to come on. He probably wrangled with the wrong person's daughter when it came down to the accident. Or
no,
the same
listen.
Situation
his
might have happened. Does it matter? It's somebody else's car that was hit, right? Somebody hit his car, right?
Hit his car, correct?
Correct. So what I'm trying, let me explain it again. I said that he tangled the wrong person, or the person who came to his house that automatically already went back to California. He couldn't, he don't know who, like the young lady said, we don't know who he was tied up with. Then, and Caroline, you already know the situation, he was already a felon for robbery. So then they put robbery on this next case. But robbery doesn't give you life in prison. There's no way that the whole any good people in the state of Oklahoma should be out there in front, free Prentice now. Why are you out here? Because this guy got life for insurance fraud.
Right,
but I'm a lawyer, and I want to know how they justified it. I want to know how you can attack it legally, because it has to be illegal what they did.
It's crazy.
It has to be illegal.
It's crazy.
And, yeah, everybody needs to be outraged, and they do have rallies, regular rallies for Prentice Pons, but, yeah, it has to really increase. They have to really up the ante and set some fire under them people's tails there in Oklahoma, because that man should not be behind bars, and it's so very sad, absolutely sad and pathetic. And I'm outraged. My gosh. And I'm sure everybody else listening is outraged about this. It's crazy. We're going to go to a caller right now. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Well, I'm definitely not all right, not based on what I'm hearing. Look.
I know, Brother Hooney.
I'm going to
it's
say it like
absolutely.
This. Well, see, that's the power of the feminine energy, because you really just calmed me down, woman of God, just then. Okay, I'm going to tell it like it is. Okay, I'm going to tell it like it is. We have been accepting Europeans' nonsense for such a long time, because throughout their history, they can make any and every damn excuse out of the book and in the book and their history on why everything that they do is right, everything white is right. And we have been accepting it. We bear a burden of responsibility, too. And what's happening is you got a lot of people, right, of all walks of life, not just over here in America, because we need some, definitely, we need some international help. What do you think they got NATO for? If everybody really,
right,
cared about what's been happening for over 422 years and counting, don't tell me all lives matter. Every time a black man, woman, and child get killed or get accused or get locked up and they throw away the key, if that's true, then all lives matter. Everybody throughout the entire United States, everybody on this globe should be upset about it if what they say is true. Now, I got some good news for you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Congratulations, Centilla J, on your congratulations to the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Centilla J, on your all-time connection record with your 50th all-time with the Darlene Lodge Championship.
All right. Awesome.
In Orney Hall of Champions. I'm proud of you.
Thank you so much, Brother Hooney. Thank you. And that's awesome. Resurrection Sunday to reach 50. That's great. Awesome. Thank you so much for that news. Thank you so much for your comments. And, wow, thank you. Thank you, Brother Hooney. And we're going to go to another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
How are you, Chinchilla? This is Antonia Batts. Now, everything.
Hi, Antonia. How are you? I'm fine. How are you doing?
Good. Fine, thank you. Sorry I didn't catch your show last week. But I just wanted to
say,
thank you. You know, this was a very inhumane, as well as some other story that I heard earlier, situation where, you know, you would think in these days and times when we're supposed to be considered computer savvy and, you know, technologically updated, we would have more intelligent people to handle actual cases that are just, you know, considered abnormal. But this is just unusual for this to be the turn of the century and to start out like this and to see that things like this are still going on. I hope you can be of some help to those people, not because I think everybody's innocent, but I tell you what, I think, you know, those are two proven cases that have been shown to have more than enough evidence to show that they have really have been obviously disrespected and treated disloyally. I hope you can manage to help them, and you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much, Antonia. Thank you so much. And, yes, I'm hoping as well that we will definitely be able to help them, because this is just so very wrong. All these wrongful conviction cases are just horrible, and they're all very sad. Oh, my gosh. We're going to go to another caller. Caller, you're live on the air with News Forum. How are you tonight?
Hey,
caller, you're live on the air. Hey, Angela, how are you?
Hi, Angela, how are you?
I'm good.
Enjoying
how are
the
you?
Show. I'm just upset with just all that's going on and how people are being treated. Like, it just hurts my heart. You know, and
yeah.
I can hear the tears in his voice. You know,
yes.
I'm gonna be praying
yes.
for him, because all that
yes.
he's going through. You know, there's
mm-hmm.
other people that's going through the same thing. I know somebody right now going through the same thing, equipping our community. and have lawyers. You got to have people in place that can have these situations. And this got to go back to because they start lawyers. These prosecutors are not out of elementary school.
Hold on, Angie, you're breaking up. Angie, you're breaking up. We can't hear you. Get closer to the mic. We can't hear. We want to hear everything you're saying right now.
Angela? Did we lose her, Brother O?
He muted me.
Yeah, mute her. Get her mic right. All right. Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead and talk.
I was just saying that, you know, it starts back with our kids and equipping our kids and equipping our community. We need lawyers. We need people in place to handle these situations. Like Brother Hooney say, we've been accepting. We've been allowing. We've been letting this continue to go on. We ain't been equipping ourselves. We should have lawyers in place. We should have prosecutors in place. You think they can run and do whatever they want to do? We got a man right in South Carolina that's going to be executed because they can't find the and they
No. We're going. It's a shame that we can't hear Angie. Angie, when you get a chance, call back in. Yeah, because you're breaking up bad. You know what I mean? So I want to hear everything she has to say. Because what she's saying is true,
and I
right. I gotta bring on Brother Hooney back on for a second. Brother Hooney, can you hear me? Hopefully you can.
Yes, loud and clear. Can you hear me?
Okay, there you go. Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. You know, there is no excuse, Chinchilla, to where are the black lawyers? You had your friend from the NAACP come on, okay. She's one good person, one good apple. But the last time I checked it, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People has on file 5,485 lawyers. So, where's the other 5,000 lawyers? Who would not,
how many lawyers they have on file, Brother?
You just go back and replay it. I'm not going to go in there. I gave you the number. It's all prosperity. It's over 5,000, like I said.
5,000.
My point is that, listen. Now, there is not one that's took it in this case. Not one. Like your old Christian song, not one. Okay? So now you go back to, what is the real McCoy? Why isn't this situation fixed? This man has received life in prison without taking the life. Go ahead, honey. Talk about it. His situation. And listen, it all starts, it's all in the mind. You know, there's no way in the world that there should be people out there. Like I said earlier, 24 hours a day, one person a day, 24 people every day talking about this man. There's no way in the world. There's no way in the world this man comes on News Forum and tells that story. Okay, we're alternative radio. We can do what we can. You know, we don't have a whole lot of listeners compared to the world, right? But thank God this man came on because that lit a fire in my behind. Because this is crazy. Go ahead, honey. I'm finished.
Wow.
You throwing these in the trash.
Brother Hooney, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm going to drop some divine truth that a lot of people have been afraid to say. But I've been sent to do this well over 36 years and counting. This is 37 years. So this might be shocking to some of y'all. Okay? Bottom line is this. We as a people bear the burden, first burden and responsibility for looking out for ourselves in kind, first and foremost. There's no other people on this planet, especially over here in the shores of America, that have went through as much hell that we have went through for 422 years and counting. Now, let's talk about the people who created these hideous acts for such a long time. Have they made a concentrated effort to change their history books? Have they made a concentrated effort to stop the police brutality, things that great people like Dr. Martin Luther King, JFK, many people who sacrificed and got killed, have they really made a concentrated effort to stop what they was doing? Bottom line is this. Y'all have been warned, Europeans, for a long time. According to the Bible that you claim that you believe in, you claim you believe in this book, and this book is the book of God, right? You're supposed to stop that. You had over 400 years to stop that. Now this is 22 years, and you still want to play these games. If you stop right now, trust me, if you stop right now, it would take the rest of your lifetime and the rest of your grandchildren's lifetime to try to make amends, and that still won't be enough.
Wow, that is so true, Brother Hooney, and thank you so much. But, yeah, we definitely have to start taking charge and really and start working together. And, yes, we do have a lot of prominent people in our black race that can be out here helping with these wrongful conviction cases. And, you know, we have to figure out where are they? Why aren't they stepping up to the plate? And they definitely need to. They definitely need to. We're going to invite you all to listen really quickly for this to this Be a Voice promo snippet. And we invite you to donate to Be a Voice because this is what we do on a daily basis, 24 hours, well, almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're fighting for the wrongfully incarcerated and fighting to end criminal injustices in America. So take a listen to this.
Before we go there, Chichelle, there's a young lady that would like to give you a shout-out. Her name is Victoria, and she's out of Newark, New Jersey. She just wants to say thank you for what you do on a constant basis. I listen when I can, but tonight, definitely, we all need to help the brother. We all need to help the sister. Whoever they may be, that's what she said tonight. And here's the snippet.
Money talks. So put your money where your mouth is. Be a voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a Voice today. All right, definitely Be a Voice today, people, so that we can help more people and help expose more of these injustices in America, because there are just so many. There's thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands. And right now we're going to go over to New York to hear from some of our New York people and hear some updates on the case of Nolan Farrell, who was on News Forum back in the winter. It was spring now, back in the winter, back in December, January. He was on News Forum, and also he was on Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls talking about his case. So let's get some updates on his case. Nolan, how are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Tichella? How's everybody?
Fine, thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Nolan Farrell. I'm from Queens, New York. I was railroaded 31 years ago by the Queens District Attorney's Office. The judge was part of it. The defense attorney was a part of it. They took advantage of me. You know, I was 18 years old. I didn't know my constitutional rights, and they broke all rules. Basically, they applied a Jim Crow law to me, basically. They hang me by the tree, but they hang me by the books. I tell you that. But thanks to Chunkchilla organization, she's out there. She's fighting for us. She's the voice for us all over the world. We have to support her. And I'm out there in New York City making noise, rallying. And that's the whole solution to a wrongful conviction. You have to rally. You have to make noise. You can't, that's, you know what I mean? You're on the sidelines. You have to go in front of the DA, go in front of the courthouse, get your community involved, get your community leaders involved, and make a voice. That's the only way you're going to get heard out there, by the wrongdoing of the government employees. This must stop. This has to stop. And we all together have to do rallies in whatever states we in. You know what I mean? And I appreciate your chiller. If it wasn't for her, we'll begin this fall. I got Reverend Al Sharpton in New York City. He's going to help us out with our case. You know, and it's a blessing. It's a blessing. We're making moves. We're making moves. You know, we're making moves.
Yeah, that's awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yeah.
And so, Nolan, now because of the rallies and things that you know you had in front of the DA's office, that winds up being pretty successful, huh?
Absolutely, yes, it is. If you got Reverend Al Sharpton endorsing us, getting involved with us, yes, it is. You see what's going on.
All right.
You know, not too many people could do what we do. If you're innocent, you go out there, you start rallying. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You got those brothers who
exactly.
can't do it because they're behind walls. So they don't have a voice like that on the outside. We got to get people involved on the outside to fight for your brothers on the inside. And that's what I want to do as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because
definitely.
they don't have a voice. They don't have a voice in there.
Right.
Fight for those of
right.
you. Your organization. I love it. You're out there. You're helping everybody. You can't find no organization like yours. You can't. I don't see none but you. You there. You out
wow.
there. You get any cases. This is real. This ain't no joke. And the only way we're going to stop this wrongful conviction, we have to get them officials locked up.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, we got to get our officials involved. Because they deprive you of your constitutional right. And they commit a federal crime.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. And so now, Nolan, I really appreciate you and your support of Right the Wrong Coalition, Be a Voice, and, appreciate you with always saying wonderful things about Be a Voice and Right the Wrong Coalition. And for what you shared with me, I think last week when you shared with me about Reverend Al Sharpton now willing to take on your case to help you and Reverend Gadsden become fully exonerated, which is so very awesome. And let me tell you all about Nolan, guys. So I went up to Queens a few weeks ago to stand outside of DA Melinda Katz's office with Nolan and Keith Gadsden, who were out there fighting for them to fully exonerate them. And it was freezing cold that day, but we stood out there and endured that cold. And these are the things that people have to do. If you have someone that's wrongfully incarcerated, you definitely want to rally. And some people think that rallies don't work, but rallies do work. If you have enough people out there rallying, and you can't wait until you have a whole crowd. If there's only two or three of you out there rallying, you get out there and you rally. And then guess what? The numbers will increase. But we have to start somewhere. Like God's word says, or how the older people used to say, you take one step, God will make two. So you have to take a step and step out on faith and get out here and start doing these things and being a voice for your loved ones. And it's so important. And so now Reverend Al Sharpton is taking their case, and that is so very awesome. And they've seen Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls podcast. And then Nolan rides around now with the Be a Voice. He took and blew up the Be a Voice flyer from the rally. And he rides around all of New York with that on his car. And so when I saw that, when I went up there, I was just blown away by them. Like, wow, okay, it was big as day, like on his car. And so everybody's seen that. And so we have to continue to be a voice for those that are wrongfully incarcerated, for those that are exonerated, that have not been compensated, for those that have been paroled, that were wrongfully incarcerated and now paroled, but have not received a full exoneration. We have to fight for these individuals because they have been wronged. They've been wronged. And so, Nolan, I thank you so much for calling in tonight and sharing that. And I'm so excited for you. And definitely keep me posted because I want to come up there for that meeting with Reverend Sharpton. So definitely keep me posted. And thank you for calling in tonight. And we're going to let Caroline speak for a moment because Caroline needs to go. She gets up at 6 o'clock. So, Caroline, I'm going to let you go ahead and give your closing remarks for the night.
Oh, thank you, Chinchilla, so much. Yeah, I was as horrified as Brother O and everybody else about particularly that life sentence plus 25 for insurance fraud, and I'm so sorry. We do have to just keep working. There's so much work to do. There's not enough people doing it, but we've got to keep doing it. We've just got to keep fighting because that's the only way that we're going to change anything. We've just got to keep on keeping on, really.
Yes, yes, definitely. So thank you so much, Caroline, for always being here. And, you know, thank you for your expertise and your input tonight. And, you know, it's just absolutely crazy with these cases. And but good thing that we heard a good update from Nolan's case and Reverend Gadsden's case. They were the two from Queens that did commit the crimes, but they were paroled, but not, like, you know, fully exonerated, not exonerated or anything, and they finished their parole, but yet they still have not been exonerated, and the Conviction Integrity Unit has their case but has not done anything with it yet. But now, because of the rally and everything, Melinda Katz said, okay, they're going to start working on their cases now, and so hopefully they will go ahead and fully exonerate them soon. Yeah, so that is good news, good news, good news. It's always good to have some good news. And the other news I want to share with everybody, the case of Bishop Kenneth Atkins. Kenneth Atkins, the case out of Georgia. He had that hearing last week for motion for a new trial. And so that went well because the judge did not deny a motion for a new trial, but he wanted to have a little time to review everything. And so hopefully within the next couple of weeks, he will have some extremely good news because in that case, they need to just go ahead and overturn his wrongful conviction because there is no evidence at all. He should have never been convicted in the first place, no evidence. And one of the alleged victims even wrote an affidavit and wanted to testify that no crime ever happened. And one did testify, no crime ever took place. But yet, Bishop Atkins has been in prison now for almost 6 years, and it's a terrible shame. It's a sin, very sinful, and it's a shame, and it's very, very sad, very sad. All right, so we're going to go ahead now into Ngozi time, and then I will be right back with my final thoughts of the night.
Well, I want to thank all the folks that counted that robbery. I do see a call that came in, but it's Ngozi time. I wish you would have called in earlier. We must keep it moving. But I want to thank all the folks that counted that robbery to call in tonight. This has been another disturbing news forum, okay? I don't know if it's good for radio. I don't know what this is the most. Every week, Chinchilla comes up with these stories, and every week it gets worse, 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 and worse. So, you know. And we're going to do this real quick, Chinchilla. We'll bring this gentleman in that's been in from prison. Real quick, calling out of the California area. You guys right here both have four minutes for this conversation.
Thank you very much,
Hey,
Jay, how are you tonight?
Hey, how you doing, Chinchilla? My apology. I've been very busy for the past several weeks. I finally have I finally accomplished something. I got the fingerprints. And did you check the fingerprints that I sent to you?
I didn't get a chance to check them yet. I read some of what you had sent, but I didn't get a chance to look at everything yet.
Well, this is further proof. For those that don't know, I've been incarcerated for the past 33 years here in California. I've been trying to get some fingerprints that they said my single fingerprint was found on the handle of a gun, of a rifle. Now, finally, after 30, 32 years of trying to get this fingerprint. I finally got it, and I sent it to you, Chinchilla. And it's of a different part of the gun. In trial, they said it was on the handle, but I got this information that I sent to you. You're going to see that it says it's on the butt of the gun or the stock of the gun. So this has further proof I've been saying that my print don't exist, and I'm glad that this information is coming out now. But my attorney, he charged me $7,000 just to get this little stuff that he got. So his services is over. I tried to get him to pick up my case to get a fingerprint analyst involved, and he told me it's going to cost another $25,000. So I was like, I can't afford it now. So it's just too far. Yeah, they just too far.
I'm on the radio station right now.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, so and the cold thing is that I sent you the information. This is clear proof that the print don't exist, one, and they made all this stuff up in all these years. It took 32 years of me getting this just to get this fingerprint information. And the lawyer, instead of him, like, he see what's going on. So I'm explaining to him that you would win more if you just take go get a fingerprint analyst, so he can go in and analyze this, and not only just analyze it. Wait a minute, this is a totally different part of the gun from what they testified at trial. Said the fingerprint was on a handle, but all this paperwork I got is showing a smeared fingerprint that's on the stock of the gun, the butt of the gun. These are two totally different areas. And like I said, I've been telling these people for 33 years that's not my fingerprint. And I finally got it.
Wow.
But now I'm trying to get another attorney. I've talked to several attorneys now, and everybody is charging these astronomical prices right now. So that's my situation.
Yeah. Wow. That's so sad. You know, I'm so happy that you got that evidence now to prove that that's not your fingerprint on the gun, Jay. I am so glad.
Yeah.
But these attorneys, yeah, they just rip people off. And what they do, some of the stuff they do, I mean, really, it doesn't take that much money to do what they're doing. And yet, but they want to charge people astronomical fees because they know people are desperate. And, you know, it's just so sad. But I am so happy for you, and I'm definitely going to take a look at that. And I'm happy for you. So thank you for sharing your story on News Forum with us. For a couple times you've been on News Forum and on the podcast, Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls. And, you know, I'm glad that we were able to assist in helping any way we can. And we're going to continue to try to be instrumental in getting you just out of there, because you, 32 years, that's a long time, three decades, over three decades, for a crime you did not commit. So, Jay, just keep the faith in there and stay focused, and your freedom is coming, and it's coming soon, because now you have that proof. And, hey, it's only going to go get better from here, Jay. Thank you so much for calling in tonight, and we will definitely be talking to you again soon. I just wish Caroline would have still been on here to hear that, but I'm going to share that with her. And we're going to do another story on your case with this new evidence. Thank you so much, Jay. All right, Brother O.
That is amazing. That is amazing. It took that man 30 years. WBN has advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We are Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. And Ngozi Time. Only got a million goes to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or work for program tonight, Ole Daily Dine goes with my @gmail.com. And I am your mother and father's favorite do solo double in the lane when goes to saying goodnight, good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And of course, congratulations to the 2021 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year, Miss Chinchilla J, on her 50th all-time connection record here at the station, fourth all-time in the ONE Hall of Champions. Chinchilla, you have 3 minutes left to go in the program.
All right. Thank you, Brother O. I'd like to thank all of the callers tonight that called in to share their stories. Prentice Pons and DeRico and his wife, Michelle, and Sandia and Angela calling in to advocate for Prentice and Brother Jay out in California, and Nolan in New York. So we had Oklahoma, New York, California, and Michigan tonight calling in with their stories. And if you have a case of injustice or wrongful conviction or racism, anything you feel as though that has not been fair to you, guess what? I want to know about it. So give me a call. I'm available Monday through Friday. Call me at 844-642-8378, extension 888. Again, that number is 844-642-8378, extension 888, 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. Also, like and follow me on Facebook, Chinchilla Jonesia, Chinchillas with one L. Like and follow Mike, M-I-C, Test, T-E-S-T, Entertainment TV's Facebook page. And also, we invite you to join Right the Wrong Coalition Facebook group on Facebook. And this Wednesday, you will get to actually hear the story of Princess Pons in its full-blown story feature. He will be on Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls on Wednesday at 8 p.m. this coming Wednesday on Cries of Innocence from Behind Prison Walls. All right, I am Chinchilla Jonesia, and don't forget to donate to Be a Voice, and we're going to close out with Be a Voice. Money talks, so put your money where your mouth is. Be a Voice today by donating to Be a Voice. Cash App, $, Be a Voice Tour. That's $, BEAVOICETOUR. Be a Voice Tour. Or donate via Venmo at Be a Voice. If you would like to donate via credit card, you must call the Be a Voice office at 844-642-8378, extension 111. Again, 844-642-8378, extension 111. Be a Voice today.